if you in them streets.
We coming for you.
And life got you beat.
We coming for you.
The dope boy in the trap.
We coming for you.
These youth getting laid flat.
We coming for you.
The prostitutes and the hopeless.
We coming for you.
We trying to show you what hope is.
We coming for you.
Lost souls can be changed.
We coming for you.
Cause Jesus Christ came to save.
We coming for you. Listen,
from the love of Christ, it's love and sacrifice. Christ to save your life.
Welcome, Hope Radio 98.7.
Joey!
Wow. FM.
That's one of our new monikers, I guess, for the new season.
Yeah.
When I heard it on the radio, the first time I heard it on the radio, I was like, whoa. So that's going to become our little gimmick, I guess. So everybody, welcome. Excited to be here. Got a lot of exciting news. To start that exciting news off, we have a new member of our team here.
Welcome.
She's been discipling with the Captive Project now for how long?
This winter will be going on a year.
Okay.
And, I'm not exactly sure what month.
And we're going to reflect on that, Sister Christina Yarborough.
Yeah.
And so it's no longer a boys' club.
Tina Newbirth.
We got some great responses. Doc Riri, in the last couple sessions, so we're no longer a fraternity. We're now a unternity, right, or something like. Wow, eternity. So let's go around the table. You guys will get a great intro to our sister in just a second. We have the usual suspects, Bobby Billy Boy Sunday.
Billy Boy.
In his name, man.
And then
Bobby
Sunday.
Bobby Sunday, yep.
That's it.
Frankie, take a deep breath.
Ain't it good?
Ain't he good.
Breathe easy.
And returning as he's a pastor of a church, of course, so he can't be with us all the time. Pastor DQ.
Yeah.
We don't mean soft serve. And then here to help introduce one of her disciples or our disciples in the Captive Project, Doc Riri.
Doc Riri.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Doc is in the building. Hold up.
Wow. That was good.
And by the way, y'all know she got that spirit that she didn't come for the well, but the sick. So, amen.
Amen.
And then, of course, as I said earlier, our newest recruit to the Radio Waves, our program, is Christina Yarborough.
That's it.
Tina Newbirth.
Yeah. In the building.
Tina Newbirth. And so we're excited again to come and talk to you all about
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We forgot the man.
Oh, we forget the legend?
We can never forget
the legend.
We can't forget the legend.
Oh, man.
The reason that myths are made.
Yes, sir.
And legends are forged.
Even now.
Macedonia. Our engineer and producer.
Yeah.
Of which it would be really difficult to do this. We'd all be talking to empty mics. Exactly.
The third missionary journeyman.
And then, of course, we're filming for our new video for the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our brother and fellow disciple and fellow discipler and
man.
Prayerfully future.
The
pastor.
Man with the golden vocals.
Yeah, the golden voice.
Yes.
Roman Hamer. Y'all, some of y'all heard when we went up and did a couple
Static
of shows
night.
With
yeah.
With Mike Daniels Al and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So Ro, shout in the background, let them know you're here.
I'm here. Ro.
Yeah.
And we're excited too because me and Ro have talked about, guys, we're going to start doing this on YouTube interview. And so me and Ro are talking about setting up some live remotes where he can do that from Green Bay.
Get those views up. Y'all come on and give us some views so we can.
We're excited about
glory
that.
To God.
Take
glory
over
to
the internet.
What I want to start out with, there's a lot to start out to talk about, but what I want to start out with is we got a couple of announcements. October 26th, Thursday, we're going to be celebrating our 10 years of, at a
10
dinner.
10 years.
At Waukesha Expo.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Wow.
Ain't it, though?
And we look forward to the rest of the next 10.
And everyone, you know, is invited to come to celebrate. We're going to do a live feed from the gala.
Yeah.
We're going to do actually a radio program from the gala.
That'd be nice.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And we're just going to have fun. Good. You can go to thecaptiveproject.com.
Check in.
And
get
register.
It in.
Tickets are $35.
Early.
If you want to get a table, there's a slight discount. It's only $250 for 8 people.
Come hang
at
out.
The table.
Yeah.
And we got a special guest, a few special guests, actually. But the one thing that we're excited about is 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
From the gala, will get an opportunity
you
to
listening?
Spend a day with Mike Daniels.
Listen.
4 people.
From the Packers. Right. 4 people. And so we're going to draw
on.
Their names
don't
out.
Wait.
And you don't have to have any special money. You just have to be present to win.
Yeah.
And 4 people will get to go through a day with Mike Daniels.
Mm.
And that includes
his
workout.
That's yeah.
Right. It includes
yeah.
workout. So
you're talking about
since
that.
I'll be like guiding it, I'm going to be hitting the gym. Because this brother bench presses like 500, and I need to make sure that
you won't be expected to do that. But,
yeah, if I get up to 200, I'm legit. I'm good to go. Right now, 50 is quite a struggle. No, I'm kidding.
50 is the maximum.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And then, of course, we're excited about the new study season coming up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Starting in November, first week of November. We got a number of awesome classes. One of which is the women's study.
Yeah.
Yes, the armor of God.
Yeah, the armor of God. Mm-hmm. Armor of God.
For guards.
Yeah, for
guards. In spiritual warfare.
And so, why don't you kind of give us a little insight about that, Doc Riri?
It's a Bible study by Priscilla Schreier,
yeah.
daughter of Tony Evans.
T.E. Yeah. daughter.
And it is awesome and exciting and challenging, and I invite you all to come and take part of it.
Man.
You won't go home on empty.
Let's fill up the class. Let's fill up the class, y'all.
To
we're gonna need it. The spiritual warfare is raging.
Yeah, and I know when you did that tabernacle class, a lot of the ladies really reflect on it. You went through it, Christina.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It took me back to a place. It kind of like opened my brain up to something that I've always closed my mind to. Like, it's history. It's not going to help me in the future. Like, it's, you know. But I absolutely loved it. It taught me so much about us as people and how even today people say that the Bible is not meant for today.
Mm-hmm.
So untrue. The tabernacle tells you that. The study of the tabernacle teaches you that.
Mm-hmm.
How they were just so disobedient. They continued to mess up, just like we today, but still God loved them. God made ways to actually
mercy,
for them
man.
To connect with him.
Wow. Even after all of that, that's
yeah.
So where are these classes going to be held?
They're going to be held at the Captive Project office.
Yep.
What's the address, Charles?
633 South Holly Road, Suite 114.
Yes,
come
sir.
On in with the beautiful banner at the end of the hallway to your right. We'll
and
be waiting.
Right, and your class is going to be on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
Starting
right.
at
6:30 to 8:30.
Right.
P.M.
P.M. November 6th, I believe that is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the next class is Behold Your God. Which is going to be done on Wednesdays.
Behold him.
At 6 o'clock, correct?
6 o'clock, okay.
All right.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. And Behold Your God, we're going to be taking a look at God's own testimony as to his person, his work. And when God says, behold anything in the scriptures. He's not saying skim over or just take a quick look, but to look at in detail. And so we'll be allowing the Lord to speak with us through his word, which is his voice, not adding to or taking away from. So we're looking forward to going back through for our second journey through. It's very transformational, and it'll even challenge your own personal definition of who you say God is. And so come on out and be a part of what God is going to do during that time. It's an awesome study. Look forward to seeing you.
And Frank, you know, you did kind of piggyback on that a little bit. You just came from your sabbatical time with the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of give us in 2 minutes or less, please, you know, some reflections that the Lord revealed.
You know, it was awesome. Almost 5 days, 4.5 days with a group, with couples. But I was probably the only one there. I was the only one there single. And while I was there, God gave me a lot of clarity, a lot of self-reflection. I was able to put the outline together for an
autobiography. But wait, you're not single. Are you single?
No, I'm not single. I'm very much married. Been married for 11 years now. Been with my wife for about 21 years and six kids and two grandbabies. So, yeah.
So you had to go solo just because the wife was unable to make it.
Well, I wanted to go solo because our house is so busy, you know, and I just wanted to have some time to focus solely on the Lord.
Plus, you had a son with special needs.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's why your wife couldn't go.
Yeah, and she couldn't go.
Exactly.
But I had personally, I had been seeking to have some time with the Lord and consecrate, you know, and so it just lined up perfectly.
Yeah, because you've been running on 10, and we warned you. It's like, Frank, you know, do you really want to do it every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day?
God be the glory, man.
It's like, I'll rest when I die.
And this is the thing, though. And God was
for it. Which would be soon if you kept going that way.
For the 5 days, I had this intense study going on with Paul Washer's Returning Back to the Biblical Foundations of the Faith. Yeah. And so I was studying the Glorious Gospel, which if you get a chance, go to Media Gratier and check that out. It's awesome to go back and return back to the basics. But during that time, God was really speaking to me. I had a lot of self-reflection, a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting from media. And God was just doing a great thing, man. Amen. And I would, you know, it was another thing, the focus on returning to having a Sabbath, right?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't have to be like a day of rest, but just having little Sabbaths throughout the week and throughout your day where you just reflect on God. And it should always be about, you know, God and what he's saying to you at that very moment. So it was awesome.
Well, I'm definitely glad. And that's one of the things that... that's one of the things that we definitely promote here as far as the Captive Project is concerned, is those rest periods. Because, you know, when we go hard.
Yeah,
we
that's
do.
It.
We go hard. But there is that time of rest, you know, with the family, away from the family, of course. And then we just always want to make sure that we're focused. And I'm sure DQ can testify to that as a pastor. And I want to segue into that because the next class that we're going to do, well, there's a couple. We're going to do the whole counsel of God again on Saturdays, and there's a little difference to it. Our partners who want to partner with us with the outreaches will have to attend that one.
All right.
Simply because we want to make sure we're on the same page. You know, when we go to the outreaches, we want to make sure we're all on the same page when it comes to the gospel and
that's
so on
right.
and so forth. And so Rob will be reaching out to those who we partner with this year.
It's always a good model
absolutely.
That, you know,
absolutely.
Being on one accord at the outreach.
But the one class that I'm excited about, and I talked to Dan a little bit earlier this year about partnering with me with it, and it's called The Rocks Cry Out.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about a lot of history, the cultural histories, Egypt, Babylon, Israel, America, to
I'll
be sure.
In that class.
Yeah. And all and how they all intersect. And we're really going to dive into some archaeology, some of the most current archaeology And what we call it, the rocks cry out, because in archaeology, you can't fake archaeology in this sense. People have faked, you know, stuff, but when you do the discipline of archaeology, okay, it is what it is. What's in the dirt is in the dirt, and when you see stuff coming up out of the dirt that's proven, the Bible, the location, the issue, the things that have come up,
that's right.
That we see, like, for example, some of the most current archaeology, the discovery of Joseph's tomb, you know, in Avaris, you know. And so when we look to do that, we're also looking to trying to help people understand, because on the, let me step back a little bit, because in the social media, you know, so many people rely on Pastor Google and Rabbi Facebook,
right.
You know, and they're kind of trying to make these connections to history and all that stuff, and not really studying history. It's like they're believing just about anything that comes their way,
or whatever someone has stated becomes history for them.
Right, exactly. And that's right. And I told this one guy the other day, I said, remember this, okay? Just because psychological confidence is not necessarily truth, okay? Just because you're comfortable and it makes sense to you does not mean that is truth.
Right.
Now,
right.
Truth does make psychological sense, but that's not the sole catalyst to truth. And so we're going to help people understand how to study history. It's a discipline that takes years in some cases, depending on what you're studying. And you got people raffling off stuff like, I'm a part of the original Hebrew tribe. I was talking to a guy the other day, and I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm a... part of the tribe of Judah, and he went through this whole thing, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense, because number one, if you want to find out if you're Jewish, you take a DNA test.
Right.
You know, there's a Jewish DNA. You can take that. But I was curious about where is he getting this from, and so, of course, y'all know what I do, research.
Right.
So I started researching and found the origin of this and all the interesting background, you know, Wentworth Matthews. And I found it interesting because his research was self-made. And even today, you look all over social media, people are, you know, calling themselves, you know, self-proclaiming themselves. And that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
When you start self-proclaiming yourself and then you get people to follow that.
And it's really it makes me think about, you know, in Jeremiah, when they had the false prophets who were telling the people what they wanted to hear, basically, right? Itching their ears, in a sense. And God was saying through Jeremiah that he hadn't sent them.
Right.
So a lot of these individuals that are self-proclaiming themselves, God hasn't sent them.
Right. And I know, Dan, you're a student of history. And a lot of times people... you know, talk about, they try to draw the white-black line, if you will. And I'll never forget the challenge. And here, let's back up. Who was one of the teachers that Martin Luther learned from?
And one of the main ones, and we're at the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, one of the main ones is Augustine.
Augustine was from
Africa.
Exactly.
Africa. Tertullian, Clement, Cyprian, Origen, Athanasius. The church was birthed out of Africa. First five centuries of the church was African.
Yep.
It was mostly African. That's where we get our orthodoxy from. And all of the reformers look back to these church fathers to understand whether their doctrine was accurate and true.
And I find it, what I find interesting about that is when the early church, when the Bible said there's no difference between the Jew or the Greek, they took that serious. Yes. Color did not matter to them in the body of Christ during that time. Oh, if we could have that attitude today.
If we could
you know. But that I find it absolutely fascinating, you know, because one of the examples that I give is that this guy was talking about how the white man used book, and we could have that conversation with people about the white man religion, because we know it's not true. But I find it interesting. I say, well, let me ask you this. After the slaves were free,
yeah,
and going through the tough time that they went through, even afterwards, but after they were freed, why did they stick with the Bible? Mm. Why did they stick with this white man's religion?
That's right.
And I told them, I said, you know why? Because they knew that the slave master was lying.
Mm.
They knew that the slave master was misusing and misrepresenting the word of God, because guess where the word of God originated? In Africa. They already had the word of God in Africa, and they knew the word of God in Africa. So they knew you were lying. It's just that you had a whip, and they weren't about to sit up here and fight with you and get their kids beat or whatever. They were just waiting for Harriet Tubman.
Not only that, but the Holy Spirit would bear witness to what the truth was.
Doc Riri, the doc is in.
Nobody adopts the religion of their oppressor unless there's something supernatural involved.
It's taking place. Wow, I love it.
If you want a good read, table rubs off real good over there.
If you want a good read based on these topics, I would suggest a book that was suggested to me by DQ about, 2 years ago? Dr. Carl Lee Ellis has a book, Free at Last. Oh, man, you got to get that.
Dr. Ellis.
Knocking him out the park.
The man.
Free at Last. Check it out. And he's very biblical with it. And he continues to give it to us in a manner that takes away the division, but gives us true history and the true fingerprints of the Holy Spirit on how to break down barriers, right? As it pertains to racial differences.
You know, I, Christina, you know, before we move out of here, can you give our listeners, you know, as a newcomer to this the program, can you give them the benefits of the discipleship that you have with the ministry, the Captive Project, and how it has helped you understand some of, you know, help you develop as a Christian?
I've definitely developed as a Christian. I just believe that some questions have been answered and things like that, and knowing that the people in the Captive Projects actually study, it makes me feel comfortable learning and, you know, studying with the Captive Project. Because it's one thing to just, you know, continue to go because it's routine, because you're supposed to go to Bible study every, you know. But it's another thing when you go because you know you're learning something. So, and that's just, I really can't explain it, but it's, I know I'm learning something. I know I'm going in the right direction. And I don't know if that's good enough explanation. Right.
Well,
but
I mean, it's radio, so they can't see the excitement in your face. Sure. But I know that it's always a privilege to be a beacon for the Lord when it comes to authentic study, because we just don't argue with people anymore.
Yes,
because it doesn't make sense to argue with people, and it's like, I'm not interested in winning a debate.
Right.
You know, I'm interested in truth. And if you want to do truth, let's do real research. Let's do real study.
Absolutely.
Let's understand that English is not an original language.
Yes.
There's linguistic issues. There's this.
Yes.
That's why it takes years. You can't cut and paste doctrine.
That's
period.
Right. That's right.
And so, you know, we'll give Glenn, you know, kind of the last word on this, because he was late. But anyway,
we welcome all the one.
Talk about our discipleship a little bit. We got a couple minutes.
I mean, I can say on my part. I mean, because I've been with the Captive Project, you know, since the beginning.
Yeah. How long?
10 years.
10 years.
Ten. 10 years.
The magic number.
And you know, just being able to be discipled and learn the word of God and to be focused on the path that God has called me to walk. I mean, even through a time that I'm going through right now, as far as, you know, really doing some spiritual researching, you know, within myself, you know. And I was just sitting here thinking, I was like, you know, it's amazing how they take God out of the schools. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I'm sitting here just, you know, meditating. It's amazing how the church have took God out of church.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah, what you doing? That's a whole series.
We got to unpack that. It's going to be more than a whole series.
You know, and I guess that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm really going through a spiritual research right now within myself.
Reformation.
Because, yeah, you know, the church have watered down who God is.
Yes.
You know, and it's more like a sitcom and a fashion show more than a spiritual equipping, cleansing of the body and the mind.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really
can you say amen, say ouch.
The excitement instead of the
activities, the activity instead of the cleansing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I guess, you know, continuously being around, you know, the Captain Project, I get that opportunity to come in and just continue to search.
That's it. That's what it do. My man. Yeah.
Lovely.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord."
Hope Radio, 98.7.
Yahweh.
Hope Radio 98.7. Thanks for tuning in to the Captive Project Radio Discipleship Time every Friday, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on your FM dial. You can also like us on Facebook at Hope Radio, or you can check out our live streams on Discipleship Radio.
Or check out the website, www.thecaptiveproject.com. Or hit us with an email, thecaptiveproject@gmail.com. Or drop us a line at
414-771-6000. In his name, man.